Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with John?
Yeah, you are.
Hey, John. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Hey, Dan. I'm good, Dan. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. So, just to verify, we got your home done right out of Henderson,
correct?
Right? Perfect. I
correct.
Like the name.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see you have Angie's, you're on Yelp, Instagram, that's about it, right?
That is.
Okay, so, all right, we'll be able to help you out big time. So, first thing I'm going to do, John, I'll go over our rates with the new and business rate applied. I see you're 8 months in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, congratulations. So I'll go over our rates first, and then I'll go over what's included along with the timelines. That way you know, like, what to expect and when to expect it. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah, let's get a feel for it.
All right, let's do it. So first off, our rates here, we do make a month-to-month, all right? No contracts.
Okay.
And we make it a set flat rate, so there's no, like, click fees, lead fees, no surprise charges at all. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
With the discounts that Tara applied for the new and business rate, we're able to bring your monthly down. This would never go up on you, bringing it to $249 a month for our platinum package.
Okay.
All right.
What is that
include?
Entail?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm going to hit all that. And at the same time, I'm going to hit the timelines, too. Just kind of kill two birds, one stone type of thing. Okay?
And you said that's my price for new business, but then at some point, does that price change because I've been in business for longer?
That is an amazing question. Okay, so the rate you start at, you're grandfathered into. So we have some companies that have been with us for 19-plus years, and they're in the same rate that they started with us, you know. So we don't increase it on you. We do have upgraded platforms, though, but you would, like, be fully aware if you were to upgrade into any of those packages in the future, you know. It just depends on, like, how aggressive you want to be with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But, yeah, this Platinum package is a great starter package. So here's the timelines. The very first thing we do, 7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have directory profiles created for you on Google, on Bing, Apple, Yahoo, and Meta, which is Facebook, and you already did Instagram, which is great. Okay? We make you the owner, John, of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we do include a website, too. We will have your website launched in 7 to 14 days from sign-up. Let me send you a demo site. Give me one second. All right. Handyman site. Just keep in mind the site I'm sending you, it's just an example. So we'll fully customize it. We'll make it look how you want it to look, but I just want you to have an idea of what we could create for you. Okay? So you should have got that via text.
Yeah.
And then when you pull it up to, let me get it up as well. All right. So on that one, it'll say like Handy Masters, right? We would put your company name, obviously. You know, and you see, like, Local Splash in the top left. We don't do that. We're going to put your logo up there, you know.
Okay.
Have you already created a logo for the business?
I created one through VistaPrint for, my business cards and everything. So I just stuck with that because it's just easiest for me to kind of just do that, you know? So
I just have
something that I already utilized.
Awesome. Okay.
I'm trying to make it as simple as possible in the process, you know, and focus my energy elsewhere. instead right. Of some of the other things that I could, I'm sure, go down the rabbit hole on.
Oh, for sure. I've had clients rack their brains on creating like a special logo, you know, so it's super cool that you had it created through VistaPrint. I know they have different options and stuff. So that's one of our biggest benefits too, while we're on the subject, is we save you a ton of time. You know, because we're pushing you on Google. Well, I'm going to get into Meta, too. Like, we're pushing you on Facebook and Instagram as well. So that way, right. you're able to focus on, you know, answering these calls, going to do the estimates or jobs, right, and taking care of your clients, you know. The biggest right. thing we need from you, though, is going to be, like, continuously adding your photos, which we give right. you a portal. It's a client dashboard, okay, is what we call it, but it's basically a tracking system. And anytime you add a new photo or video, right, it's going to automatically load to Google, Facebook, and your website from one spot. So I encourage okay. all my clients to utilize that, you know?
Okay.
Okay. But website will be done in 7 to 14 days. Now, everything we've gone over so far is about really just boosting your presence. To get you right. traction, meaning like people actually seeing your business and being able to call, which is what this is all geared towards, we're going to do that through keyword phrases, John. So to give you an example, like, I know you're a handyman, but you do, I'm sure, like flooring, drywall, TV wall mounting, et cetera, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
So let's say somebody goes on Google, they're in Henderson or Vegas, right? And they type in flooring contractor near me. We're going to target you where you show on that first page of Google. Now, it is not an overnight thing. There is a process to it. For us to have okay. you rank for 20 keyword phrases, and we'll go over those with you, the timeline we send you in writing for that, John, is going to be 45 to 60 days from startup. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, to start getting you some traction prior to the first page placement, right, 7 to 14 days, we have your website up, like I mentioned. Also, mm-hmm. we're going to launch social media ads for you on Meta. Have you seen or used Facebook or Instagram ads before? Do you know how those work?
I have not, and I am not a huge social media person.
Okay.
My girlfriend has a little, you know, she gets on there and she does some things, and so she and I have actually talked about her possibly taking over my Instagram and doing more things for me there, because I just,
awesome.
I don't utilize it. I don't have it myself. I didn't have it before I started this business, and, you know, I only put one on there because, you know, it's just another outlet, another way for people to
find you,
to see, you yep. know, the work I do and everything else. Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, it's so great. You created
when
it.
When you're talking about, yeah. when you're talking about specifics for, you know, Facebook or Instagram or anything else like that, I really do not have a lot of knowledge about that stuff. So,
okay. No worries. A lot of my clients don't, you know. So, look, if you go to post on your Instagram right now or do like a story, right, you only right. have eight followers right now. So the only people seeing right. it will be those eight followers. Unless they reshare yeah. it, then their followers.
Okay.
Okay. So what we're going to do is retargeted ads. So what that means, like, you know, all these people, they're scrolling through Instagram, Facebook constantly all day. So what we do is if they search any of your keywords, handyman near me, remodeling contractor, right? Flooring, right. yada, yada, yada. When they go to Facebook or Instagram, if they're in the Henderson, Vegas area, your ad is going to show up on their feed, okay? And what that's going to do is it's going to give you more followers, it's going to get more people to your website, and the goal is to get more calls from it as well. So we put an easy okay. click down, a call action. So
okay,
when you do a general, the simplest way I could put it, when you do a general post or story, only followers can see it. With retargeted ads, with what we're doing, they don't have to be following you to be able to see it. So it's going to get the name out there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, John, tell me, since everything's month-to-month here, no contracts, and all those services provided to give you a much stronger online presence, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot with us, right?
It's sounding pretty good, yeah. I mean, like I said, I don't have a ton of that expertise, and I know right now in just building the business that, you know, I'm trying to kind of juggle how much I'm putting out there, right? Because I don't want to drop a whole bunch of money on investing on things like that without any kind of, you know, return. So I have to kind of balance that with making myself a little more, I guess, visible in the realm so that I get more customers also. So it's a bit of a balancing act for sure.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, you know, if I went to do my own floors, you know, I feel like I'm a little handy. But if I go to, like, do my own floors, I'm probably going to end up calling you to fix them. You know what I'm saying? you know, it's what it's like, everybody has their expertise. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, no.
We do this all day, every day. It will save you a ton of time. That way you don't have to fiddle with creating a website or trying to get verified on Google on your own or building your own social media up. Like, this is just going to expedite how quickly that's done to save you a ton of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get that for sure.
Yeah. So, look, first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to have everything sent off to you in writing. What is the best email address for you, John?
The email for me is going to be yourhomedr702@gmail.com.
I like it. Your home doctor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's for done right, right? Yeah. But your home doctor.
It's for done right, but it's short.
Came out good.
I thought it would be a...
I like it, man, for sure.
that was the thought process behind it. There actually was one.
No, that's good. That's good. It, when you have, like, super long ones, like, you want to make it where it's easy to remember, too. So you did a great choice on that, for sure, you know?
Thanks.
All right, so let me get you, first email is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. It has everything we do in writing. And after I activate your account too, John, you'll receive from Local Splash Support, you'll get your username and password and your welcome email. That's for your, like, tracking system. And then you'll get your initial invoice too, which has all the timelines, like, in writing as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, let me verify. So this phone number, the 702-219-4401, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes, that's my business number, and I actually have it. It's on my phone, so Verizon allows you to have two lines on one phone.
Perfect.
So the nice thing about that is I don't have to carry around two phones. I just carry around my personal phone, but when I get a business call, it just rings through today. So.
And then you know when it's a business call, right? Is how it works?
Yeah, it shows up. It shows up that it's business.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You have call tracking numbers for clients that don't have that, you know, but it sounds like you already got situated, which is perfect. Just for account purposes, John, what is your last name?
Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
Got it. And John, you spell that with an H, right? It's J-O-H-N?
Correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
And then company name, so the way we're branding it online, it's Your Home Done Right. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have an address here for you, 2380 Winter Cliff Street. That's in Henderson, 89052. Is that correct?
That is.
All right, perfect. Do you want that address hidden online? Like, is that your residential?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my residence. So, yeah, I don't want that. I don't have a business address per se.
So, you'll still show on the maps, but we'll have the actual address hidden. That way, people aren't GPSing to you. They'll click to call you. So, we know how to set it up that way. Okay. All right. And then, okay, so Tara put in here, so you're going 10 miles out. So, is it like, it's like Henderson, Vegas area, essentially, right?
Yeah, Southern Vegas. I mean, I told her, I have done work beyond that. But you know, the reality of it is this: most of the contact I've had with people so far, it's been, you know, handyman stuff is a few jobs here or there, right? So it really only amounts to you know, maybe 2-3 hours worth of work, and so.
So you could do more.
It's just really hard for me. It's really hard for me to try to like say it's worth it for me to drive 45 minutes across town or an hour across town in order to do a 2-hour job.
Right.
And then drive back another 45, you know, so.
Or all the way up a lot or something. It's not worth it.
I mean, I have a friend that lives on the northwest side of town, so he's across town. I did a ton of work for him. So for me, it was worth it because, I mean, I literally worked at his house for probably 4 weeks. And so driving across town every day was worth it because I was putting in the work and it made sense for me financially to do that too. But most of the jobs that I'm getting right now, because right now mostly I'm getting my jobs through Angie and through word of mouth.
Okay.
Most of the jobs I'm getting right now are very limited, you know. They're hang a TV or, you know, switch out a couple of ceiling fans. Well, those take me a couple hours, and it doesn't make sense for me to drive all the way across town to do something like that for a couple hours. So
That's why I've limited my space. What are they calling for on the other end of the line, right? Like, do you want more so like flooring jobs or like cabinetry or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
I mean, ideally I would like to be found for more, I guess like home remodel type jobs.
Okay.
You know, something that's more like whole home, you know, remodels, but those are, you know, or even like I've done bathroom remodels. I've done flooring. I've done, you know, I don't mind if I'm getting a call and I'm going out and I don't mind doing like the smaller jobs. I mean, like yesterday, I was over at a couple's house and I ended up being there for much longer than I anticipated. That's a whole nother story, but, they had curtain rods. They're getting ready to sell their house. Their realtor said it would be great if they had curtain rods up throughout the home. And so I installed probably 8 curtain rods throughout their whole house.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Good job.
It was a decent job, you know. It was something that that took me, you know, 4 hours and, you know, so it was worth it for me to go and do, but it's just really hard because sometimes it's like these jobs aren't necessarily worth it, to drive all the way across town and do something like that.
You know,
so
that's crazy too. Buying the house will probably put something new up there, you know?
Oh yeah, no, that's very true. I was kind of like, why is the, they just had the house painted and I'm like, why is your realtor telling you to put up curtain rods? Cause all you're doing now is putting holes in the wall.
Right.
And more than likely
they're going to
want you to take the curtains with you. So I wasn't going to second guess them. I was like, hey, it's a job. Great.
Yeah.
But it was not what I would have done. But then I ended up talking with them about they've got a condo that they're also trying to do a bunch of work on. And so all of a sudden we had a nice long conversation about that because that seems like something I'm going to end up doing. So that's a good thing. So
yeah. Customer's always right, right? You're like, yep, I'll put these curtain rods up, and sounds like that can be multiple jobs for you too. You know, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do everything pretty much top to bottom. Then it sounds like, right? Like
I can. Yeah. I have to be careful because obviously things like electrical
or HVAC,
plumbing, you have to HVAC. You have to have a specific license for those things.
Right.
You do have to be a little careful with the extent of what you do. And I have a handyman license within the city of Henderson and within the county, so I can do handyman work. I just have to be careful on how far I push that.
Right, it's got to be under a certain dollar amount, right?
Yeah, or a certain percentage of the job, right? Like, so if I get hired by somebody and they ask me to change out a couple switches, I can do that. But if they're like, hey, we need you to rewire the whole house, I'd be like, as much as I'd like to and as much as I can, I really can't. You know, I got to be careful to pass on some of those things. So ideally, home improvement,
property maintenance, handyman.
Home remodeling, flooring, those things are the things that I do. And I tend to lean more towards those because those are bigger jobs. You know, I mean, I would love to if people are going to notice me, that's what I would like them to notice me for, because the person who calls me up and says, hey, can you hang a TV for me? Like I've gotten that because that's one of the things that I'm listed on with Angie, right? Can you hang a TV for me? Well, yeah, I can hang a TV for you. That's going to take me an hour, but I charge two hour minimum. So now you're paying me for 2 hours of work and I'm only there for, you know, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. And I don't know if most people, you know, don't want to, here's the funny thing that I found. Even if the cost isn't that high, like I charge $75 an hour. So if you called me up and said, hey, I need you to hang my TV for me, mount my TV.
$150.
So it'd be $150, right?
Yeah. That makes sense.
But if I tell them that it's an hourly rate and that's what I charge, they go, oh, but what if it only takes an hour? And I say, I still charge you for 2 hours. You know, that's my minimum. Well, they may call somebody else up who says, yep, it's going to be $150 to hang your TV. And because they do it as a project rate, you know, they feel better about it. I don't know. But so that is one thing that I think people are like,
it's
the same thing, right? Yeah, it's the same cost, but because I'm charging them by the hour and I'm being upfront with them, I'm saying, hey, look, this is probably not going to take me 2 hours to do, but I'm going to charge you 2 hours because that's my minimum. You know,
upfront is going to pay off more in the long run, because you're absolutely right. They might be kind of confused with that, but you'll end up getting them later. Like they might think, oh, it's $150 an hour if you don't tell them. You know what I'm saying? So I think you're doing it the right way for sure. You know?
Yeah. And I think it's easier to tell people and to do it as an hourly rate, because when you start getting into, I'm going to charge you $125 to install the TV. Okay.
Right.
So then I get there, and then what if all of a sudden the homeowner is like, well, wait a second, the power cord is down there. I don't want to see the power cord. Can we move it up there? And then all of a sudden now you've got to renegotiate while you're there, and you've got to be like, and then they're like, well, you said it was $125. And then it's like, well, no, that doesn't include moving this or moving that or whatever.
Right.
Whereas I feel like, by having just a, hey, my hourly rate is this, I'll do whatever it is you need me to do while I'm there, you know, but it's going to cost this much, you know, so.
Do you want the hourly rate on the website, or is it kind of a case by, like, when they call you type of thing?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't have it currently. It's not listed or anything like that. I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that would prevent people from calling me, or because I really, I've the only people that I haven't heard back from are people that have wanted me to do like very minimal work. And so when I tell them, hey, I charge $75 an hour and it's a minimum 2 hours, and I don't get a response from them, like, I can understand that it's probably because they're like, well, why am I paying this guy $150 if he's only going to work for, you know, 45 minutes or whatever.
I think it would help having it on. Then they know right up front, and, you know, if they're good with it, they call, and, you know, if they're not, they don't.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but you can play with it. It depends on what others are charging in the area and all that type of stuff, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I haven't really thought about that as far as whether or not that's something that I.
The cool thing with digital stuff is it's like you can take it off too, you know? So like if you start with it there, you don't gotta wait a year for us to print a new book, you know? Like we could literally just take it off of there.
Yeah.
So we'll be able to help you with it, brother. All right.
Okay.
So
I'm just trying to wrap my head around all of this real quick before we keep going. So basically for $250 a month, you guys are going to build me a website that is going to, and then you're also going to get it to where when people search like Handyman and Henderson, I am going to hopefully pop up as one of the top people that shows up when people do that search. Is that correct?
That is correct. You are going to pop up, and it's for 20 keyword phrases total. So, handyman near me, bathroom remodeling, home maintenance. That's why I was asking you all those questions, so they could go over with you. And by they, I mean our tech team, they'll let you know, hey, these are the keywords trending for the services you want to target, and they'll go over those with you in detail, you know?
Okay.
But yes, sir.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, because I'm just trying to figure out, like, I mean, I know that, like I said, every dollar I spend right now, because it's not like I have, you know, a job every single day. And so every dollar I spend right now, I've got to make sure I'm getting some kind of return on it, you know? And so that's really, you know, that's really important to me. So that's why trying to understand, like, hey, what's this going to do? You know, is it going to just make it to where, I don't know what your knowledge of the industry is or whatever, but like, I have a Yelp business page, right? I created that myself. And then of course I get a call from customer service with Yelp business, right? And they say, hey, if you want, you can upgrade your page and you can pay. And so then you'd be a sponsored page and then you would be up, you know, Yelp ads, right? So then you would be up higher. So when people search Yelp for a handyman in Henderson, you would be one of the top, you know, 8 or 10 that show up, you know? And I was like, okay. But then they kind of lost me because they're like, then what happens is pay per click, right?
Yep,
and I'm like, well, wait a second. So somebody clicks on my page and there's no guarantee of anything beyond the fact that all they did was click on my page and I'm paying you for it. I was like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I was like, okay, you just lost me there because now you want me to pay, you know, several $100 every single month and I'm getting nothing more than just a little bit more visibility and you're really not, you're telling me that I'm having to pay you just because they went to my page. Like they're not, like there's nothing more than they clicked on my page, you know.
Yeah, I'm really familiar. We even offer Yelp ads, you know. That's one of the newest things we added to our program back in December. So if you end up going that route, like if you end up upgrading to something like that in the future, like I would talk to one of our Yelp representatives because they personalize the page, like, but it right. is, like you said, it's per click. You know what I'm saying? Basically the program
yeah,
that I got
that
you on.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's basically to get you more exposure. You know what I'm saying? But the program you're on now, it's gonna increase your followers on Instagram. You're gonna have a business Facebook with ads running. Saves you the time of us building the website. You know what I'm saying? And the most important thing is you're showing on that first page of Google for your services, and you're not paying per click.
Right. So that's the thing. Like I have Angie right now. I have Angie right now, and it's mm-hmm. and it's. I mean, I've gotten a business from it. I'm not going to argue, right?
Right.
I pay per lead, right? Mm-hmm. So when there's someone who matches what I want, but they're specifically on Angie and they are looking for somebody to hire. So mm-hmm. I at least feel as if they're legitimate customers, right? So even if right. I pay $20 for somebody who doesn't use me, they've at least expressed, you know, they're in my area. They're looking for somebody to do some handyman work. And then I reach out to them and they say, oh, somebody else already called me, or, oh, that, I really don't have that much stuff to do, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But at least I feel as if I'm getting some legitimate business that way. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and the deal that I got when I signed up with Angie was I got like $1,000 worth of leads for like $750 $750. So it's been a good deal so far. So I can't complain with that, you know.
Good.
I mean, obviously paying a flat rate and hopefully just gaining a little more exposure with having my name on Google. You know, that's a huge advantage as well. So it's definitely, I mean, even that in and of itself would be a huge benefit, and then throw in the building of the pages, I think is definitely worth, you know, the expense.
Oh, it's going to be huge for you, for sure. It's kind of like Angie's, because I have a lot of clients that use that program. They send you the lead, you call them. So the major difference with this is now, like, they're picking you and calling you directly from that first page of Google, you know? So it's going to be great for you, 100%, you know? All right, so the next step to this, John, so what I need to do is just I'm going to secure billing info. I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This just outlines our service agreement. Everything's month to month, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. That's where they'll go over like keywords, color scheme of your website, the domain you want, social media ads, all that good stuff. Okay.
Okay.
Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it John Duncan on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
Hang on a second. Let me double check, because it's a business card, but it does have my name and the business name on it. So
got it.
I just need to see. Nope, just John Duncan. No,
John Duncan, and then your home done right, correct?
Yes, but it you can do either. So
okay.
So you can just run it as John Duncan.
Perfect. And the billing address, is it the same 2380 Winter Cliff Street?
It is.
Perfect. And the card, John, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
It's a Visa.
All
right. It's a Visa.
Ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, one second.
Mm-hmm.
42-46-31-54-17-07-5320.
Expiration date.
08/29.
All right. And the CVV code should be a little three-digit on the back.
809.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up, on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that are already asked. Okay.
Okay.
So it reads like this.
Did you send me, an email yet with,
I did, yes sir. So the initial email should be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. You're going to also get a welcome email and an initial invoice too.
Okay, I didn't get anything yet. So
oh my goodness. Okay, I know why. I forgot the L on Gmail.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Every day I'm reminded I'm human. So it's yourhomedoctor702@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Okay, hold on. I'm glad you said something.
All right. Hey, I was looking to see if there was an email yet. And I was like,
yeah. I think I was, because we were going over like how your email was like, how I liked it, you know, and I must have forgot the L, my bad.
No worries.
All right, so let me know if you get it. It should be coming through right now.
Give me one second. All right, let's see if it came through now. That's why I was looking for it, and then I was like, whoa, did it end up in junk? Or?
Right. I'm glad you brought something up, for sure. What's crazy is on my system, it said it was a valid email, too. So,
that is crazy.
Even the system missed it, you know, but yeah, it is what it is. So, yeah, in a second here, too, you're going to get a welcome email, and you'll get your initial invoice, too, and I'll kind of walk you through those. But let me, so I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. So it reads like this, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Your Home Done Right.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
John Duncan, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is February 26, 2025, in the non-refundable discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 26th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot.
Gotta love that, right?
Yeah, they make me read it verbatim. You know, I've been here 8 years, so I got the thing memorized, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, though.
All right, so client interview, we block off an hour. Usually the call takes about 30 minutes or so, just so you can plan accordingly.
Okay.
The soonest time, so they have a 3 o'clock available today, and then if that doesn't work for you, we could schedule it for tomorrow.
It'll probably have to be tomorrow. Later today, I've got to go with my girlfriend and her daughter for a doctor's appointment. So.
Got it. Don't want to miss that. So let's... So tomorrow, the earliest appointment is 7 a.m. The latest is 3 p.m. And they have all the slots in between except for the 12 o'clock.
Let me just double check my schedule real quick, make sure I don't have anything going on. Otherwise, I'll just do it in the morning. Can we do 9 o'clock?
Yes, sir. All right, so let me
in the morning.
You're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say a local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. I always get asked about that, so I just tell you guys right away. You know?
Awesome.
And then 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming.
Okay.
And this appointment, John, it's going to come from our 877 number, okay? The same number I've been texting you from. So I highly recommend you're going to want to save that in your phone. That way you know it's us when we're calling, okay?
And, so that same 635-6225 number?
Yes, sir. And then my extension, I'm sending it to you right now, too. My extension is 711. I'm really active with all my clients. So if you ever have any like questions or want to make any changes, you could always call me directly too. Okay.
Okay. So let's see here. Hold on a second. I'm saving this number.
Perfect.
And then Daniel, you said your extension was what?
711.
711.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. All right,
I sent it to you, too, via text. So. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Now, a few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages from us?
From you guys, probably text messages are probably going to be the easiest, just because if I'm in the middle of doing something, my watch will go or my phone will go, and I can just look at it real quick. So I would say text message.
Got it. And that's the most common one I hear, you know? All right. And target area. So we're doing Vegas and Henderson, right? Or did you want to do a whole? Okay. Vegas and Henderson. Perfect. All right.
I don't know how you guys operate, but I mean, I don't mind. So here was one of the things that I've gotten is, the nice thing about Angie is that I can just pick the zip codes that are around my area.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of what I had done. That's what I had done, in order to kind of stay within about 15 miles or so. Cause if I do Vegas or Henderson, then someone calls me from Vegas and I'm going all the way up to Centennial Hills, like I said, I don't mind doing that if the business is worth it, but if it's an hour and a half job hanging a TV, it's not really worth it for me to do that. But I don't mind people calling me in this situation, Vegas and Henderson is fine.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to keep it Vegas and Henderson. Just to answer your question, you could do zip codes too. Remember, it's not pay per click or lead or anything, you know?
If you get a call too far up
and it's not worth it, you can always turn the job down, you know? Okay. And then, call tracking number you don't need because you already have one. So I already got that listed. Yes, on my site. I have the Instagram page. Did you already create a business Facebook?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I told you I am not
social media. I get it.
Not a social media person. So
okay, All right. So what I'm going to do, they're going to create you a business page and they'll send you ownership of it. Okay.
Okay.
And then you said the
business. Is that something they'll do tomorrow?
No, it takes 7 to 10 days for it to be created.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they'll create the business page. They want to like upload all your photos and get all the content right. And then what they'll do is they'll send you like a ownership, for your business page, and you just have to accept it. And that way, anytime you log into Facebook, you'll be able to toggle from your personal and business page, you know?
Okay. Or all just right. to my business page.
Or just to your business. Yeah, exactly.
Because there's
exactly.
no personal
yeah.
page.
Yeah. So they'll get that all squared away for you, for sure, you know? And then, you said the business is currently licensed and insured? I heard licensed.
Yes.
Okay, insured too.
Yes, it is insured as well, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh yeah, no, I would not run a business without having it insured.
Yeah, a lot of people do, you know.
I mean, I know there's people that do, but that is definitely not a direction I would go because.
Good.
Especially with everything that I deal with as far as, you know, you're dealing with home stuff, I don't want to risk it.
100%. You're doing it correct. So, you're going to have some emails, okay? I don't know. Are you on a job right now or?
No, I'm at home. I was actually just cleaning up some tools and stuff because I had just finished working earlier today.
I'll explain them to you. So you're going to have an email titled Local Splash Initial Invoice, okay? When you pull that one up, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, like, please click here to accept subscription terms. When you click on that, and if you want to do it right now, you can too. It's going to take you to a screen that says Local Splash Terms of Experience, and it's going to show you everything you're paying for in writing, which is like everything I went over with you. Okay?
Okay.
The only things not included on there are going to be Google Ads. You'll see a star next to it. Okay? Google Guaranteed, and then also Yelp Ads. Those are upgraded services, okay? So you could ignore those, but everything else is included in your platform. And what you want to do, you could take your time, just review it, you know? And at the bottom, it's going to have you check a couple boxes. One agreeing to receive text messages, certifying you're an authorized user on the card, and then it has a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. If you're doing it from your phone, you have to turn your phone sideways to see the confirm button. It is what it is, you know? But once you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a username and password screen, okay? That is for your tracking and reporting system. That username and password is going to be in your Welcome to Local Splash email, okay?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay. And then the last email you're going to want to review, and it's probably the most important one too, you're going to have an email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. What it's going to ask on there is for like pictures of like work truck, tools, business license, insurance. The main one's the license and the insurance really, okay? And what we do is those pictures, those aren't like used on your website or your listings. We submit those directly to Google for what's called an advanced verification because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Okay? So you're going to want to look at that email too. It'll be action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me with anything on there?
I don't think so. I'm looking at this here.
The terms of experience?
No, I'm actually looking at the Google picture thing because I was oh, interesting. It wants a picture of my work vehicle with a license plate?
Yeah, we're a Google Premier partner, so those pictures are for what's called an advanced verification, okay? Google requires them, right? But the main thing, usually we submit the license and the insurance and we're golden. Now, if you, for example, weren't insured or you're working on the license, right, that work truck is going to be super important. especially if it's like wrapped and stuff, you know, like has your logo on it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. So the main one you're going to want to submit really is the licensing, the insurance, you know?
Okay. I'll send those things.
Awesome.
So just have to access it. And then, okay, I was just looking at that.
Yeah, and it's super easy. Like when you log into your client dashboard too, like the link in the action needed email will take you right to where you're going to upload it. But there's also above that, you'll see media, and that's where you're going to want to put like all your pictures and any videos that you have, because that's what we'll use for like the website and all the listings we're creating too, you know?
Okay.
So just take your time. Review all that stuff, you know, when you have a chance. I know you're going to the doctor tonight and stuff, you know, so just when you're available. And then tomorrow in the client interview, they'll go over, like, keywords, your slogan, like, all that fun stuff, too, you know?
Okay, so when I access my dashboard, that's mm-hmm. where I'm gonna upload pictures and stuff of my work and things of that. But the right. email with the Google stuff, how do I do that?
That'll still go to your dashboard. So if you're on that specific okay. email, it'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. There's going to be
right.
a link. When you click that link, it's going to take you to a username and password screen.
Okay.
And that username and password is for your tracking and reporting system. It's going to, are you on it right now? I could give it to you.
I'm looking at it. I haven't clicked on it yet, though.
Okay.
But I can.
It's in the welcome email, too. The username's your phone number. It'll be the business line. And then your password is, it's relevant, all lowercase letters.
Yeah. I just was curious because I was like, I don't think I need to, so like here, I got like the business photos and stuff like that. But like business documents, is that only going to go to Google? That's not something that's going to show up on my...
That only goes to Google. Yeah, we don't put it on
okay.
like your website. Like even like if
that's
you were to send like the work truck and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
That goes directly to Google. It's not shared publicly. Yes, sir.
So everything that's requested in the email for the Google verification, I should put in the document section.
In the document section, yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then obviously any photos or whatever, I do that up in the photos media section. Okay. All right. There. Okay, that makes sense. That's what I was just making sure because I was like, I didn't want to post a bunch of pictures of like my business license and not that that's a bad thing, but you know.
Yeah. We would have caught it prior to like launching it live, you know, but yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You put, in the business document section will be the business documents and those are just submitted directly to Google. And then in the media section though, those are photos we're going to use for like your website, your Google page,
okay.
Bing, all that good stuff. Yes, sir.
Okay. 100%. Perfect.
All right. Man, I look forward to being your account lead on this. If you ever have any questions for me, don't hesitate to call. I'm going to tell you, like I tell all my clients, if I'm ever on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Congratulations. We will talk to you tomorrow. John, you have any questions right now?
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
I think I'm good. I'm just going to look over this stuff and then I'll take a little bit of time. To post some stuff. I don't know if I'll get a chance to do it now or if I'll do it after my appointment, but, I'll get some things posted up there. So that way tomorrow when I'm talking with the, when I'm
the
talking with them during the interview,
the
client interview, I'll have as much stuff up there as possible.
Perfect. You're the man. If you ever have any questions on any of that stuff too, always just call me and I could walk you through it. No problem. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel.
Right.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, John. Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.